KEY.
Both number one seeds go down in the AFC and the NFC. One and done, baby, in the NFL. And now there are four teams left on the road to the Super Bowl. Why do you care? Well, because we play this cool thing called Nail the Score. Did anybody nail the score? We're going to tell you a little bit later in the show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and you're keeping your loved ones close. Boy, it's been a rough couple of weeks, not just here in the United States, the Tucson shooting, of course, terrible last weekend, but Mother Nature is wreaking havoc across the globe, in Australia with the floods, in Brazil with the floods and the mudslides. It's been pretty awful lately. That's unfortunately what happens when it comes to mudslides or floods or whatever, and certainly many of you listening to me have had to deal with that and know what it's like. But you can't say enough for the people in Brazil who, with the rain that they had, it just devastated one of the most beautiful areas of Rio de Janeiro. If you've ever been there, what a gorgeous, sexy city that is. And at least 626 people now, they say, are confirmed dead. They think there's much more. And, of course, you got disease outbreaks, and you've got more storms on the horizon, just terrible things that they're going through in Brazil. And the same thing in Australia. I mean, they were underwater. The floodwaters receding, thank goodness. But still, people are having to pick up the pieces, let's face it, because they've got damage that, like, you wouldn't believe when it comes to flooding. Ask the people in Nashville about that. They know what happened there. It's like people forgot all about Nashville, and when they had the terrible floods that they had, boy, it was what was left was ruins. They were trying to rebuild. For most people, that was the option that they, you know, that they had, basically. So I hope you're warm and dry is the point. Thinking of the deadly mudslides and the floods and Mount Etna erupting in Italy, although there nobody was killed. That was the good news of that. That was just more of a sight to behold than probably anything else. And by the way, while we're at this, in Baghdad, there was a bomb planted near one of the military offices or wings, I guess they call it, of one of the Shiite political parties. That went off on Sunday, and it was lucky more people were supposed to be around. Three people were wounded, and one worker was killed. You worry about this because of all the time, the money, the heartache invested in Baghdad. Boy, you don't want more problems there. You don't want more bombs going off. You don't want more suicide bombers. And it's the factions, the Shiites, the Sunnis, the Kurds. You don't want that to be what the cause is, more of that fighting between the groups. And unfortunately, the motive for that bombing is not known yet at this point. But that afternoon bomb was followed by a couple of, well, actually it was after two earlier explosions. And then there you had 10 people wounded, and this was in a rush hour situation, sadly. All right, let's get on to a couple of other things. One, Tucson, Arizona. If you watched any of the Sunday Swirl, which would be the talking heads, the pundits, all that stuff, a lot of them were in Tucson. As I said, what will happen is you have all this media attention, all this focus on Tucson, Arizona, and the shooting at the Safeway, and the people who were killed, and the funerals, and how sad it is, and gun control arguments, and arguments about what could have been done, or what should have happened, or do Congress people need more protection, all that stuff. And then everybody will leave Tucson, and it'll be a place where the shock is subsiding, but now there's more pain that starts to set in. Here are the voices of some of the younger ones talking about the Tucson shooting.
I was scared and I was like a bit sad that it's like, why would he do that and why would he shoot?
I got very scared because
For the past few days, I've been keep thinking about what if he came over here?
Why would a person shoot a lot of people even though they didn't do anything?
Wow, how true. Why would somebody shoot? They didn't do anything. You hear the little girl. In the innocence, the truth certainly prevails. And that's what was tearing at everybody all week long. It was the blame game as to who's to blame. Oh, it's the left. It's the right. Well, really, the right got most of the blame. In fact, there was so much blame going around from Chris Matthews, of all people. And I'm not necessarily surprised that he would take, you know, he would take on the issue. But he really called out a lot of right-wing talk show hosts. And they're threatening to sue. So could this actually end up in a courtroom? It could. It could. The battle of whose fault is it? Is there angry rhetoric out there that led to Jared Lee Loeffner pulling the trigger and doing what he did in this massacre, which I say is all baloney because the guy never listened to talk radio, could care less, wasn't involved in any of that. So that was not what prompted him. He absolutely did not look at Sarah Palin's website. So as much as people would want to pin it on her, you can't pin it on her. It's not her. It's not right-wing radio. It's not any of that at all. But because of the conversation and the anger and all that stuff that bubbled over, there was one guy who was actually shot in the supermarket massacre. Because remember, 19 people were shot. And he was shot in the knee. He was shot in a couple of different places. He was in the back. He went to the hospital. He was there for a couple of days. And he was so upset trying to, I guess, put it together in his mind and probably watching everything that was, I'm sure, watching television, watching everything that happened, and was so grief-stricken that he ended up going to a town hall meeting that was televised. He took a picture of a local Tea Party guy, one of the leaders in Tucson, screamed out, "You're dead," before he called other people in the church a bunch of whores. So they arrest him. They call a doctor. They decide that he should be taken to the hospital for a mental evaluation. That's what they do. And like I said, he was one of the people that was actually shot in the Safeway thing. And he was a guy who was trying to help Giffords get reelected, and he happened to be there to ask her questions or speak to her or whatever, and he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He said he couldn't calm himself down, and that's why he blurted out and lashed out. He lashed out at conservative Republicans for Second Amendment activism. That was another target of his, and saying that they set the stage for the shooting. So he is trying to get back on his feet, according to the latest stuff that I saw. But he, he's obviously not right with what happened, and he's trying to figure out how to get over the hump. So he's doing things that he's getting himself in trouble for. He went to the house of Jared Loeffner, who was not too far down the street from him, and he said he was gonna tell him he was forgiving him for the shooting and all that stuff. But of course, Loeffner isn't there because he's in prison. Wow. I think that the people of Tucson, is going to be, it's got to be rough to try to, I think to try to turn the page. But that's what you have to do when something like this happens. So this guy had to be awful because he was, let's face it, he was shot. Could have been worse for him. He was lucky. He was just a couple of days in the hospital. All right, I'll meet you on the flip side with odds and ends.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
If you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything, 800-259-5791, or flip me an email at americatonight.net. I mean, you do have to feel for this guy who was a victim of the shooting, but, you just can't forget, especially in Pima County, barely a week after what happened, and I realized he was a victim, and I'm sure I would be bouncing off the walls, too, but you just can't do that. You can't screw out. You're dead! Forget that. That's not going to work. And he put himself in a precarious situation. But I can't imagine being in his shoes either. And I can't imagine listening to it. I guarantee I can tell you exactly what happened. He was in the hospital for 2 days listening to all the crap that was out there. He was captivated by it because there wasn't anything else to do, and he was one of those victims. So he's just flipping around from CNN to MSNBC to his local stations, which they had blowout coverage, and listening to all the back and forth of who's to blame and everything else, and that just got his juices going. He's like, ah, screw it. This Tea Party guy, man, I'm taking his picture. I'm going to scream something out. It's their fault. Because that's what happened in the wake of this. It became the blame game deal. And especially in Tucson, because that was ground zero for all this. And that's where it was the loudest, because you got to also remember the local scope of things and what the conversations were like there and the talk radio there that was filled with people who were enraged, as they should be, that were shocked, that wanted to react, that wanted to find out why. Why did this idiot do that? Why did this have to happen? What about this little girl? What about these people? And that just, there's a case where somebody did get caught up in the middle of it, but he was also part of the story. He was also part of it. All right, Senator Tom Coburn is part of Odds and Ends. Here's another take on it about this whole blame game thing, and here was his take on it.
I've pretty well been disgusted with all the media, right and left, after this episode, because what it does is it raises and says that there is a connection. And the president rightly said, there was no connection to this.
And that's it. There was no connection to this. There was no connection to this. I read a columnist today, I can't think of who it was, who tried to make the point that everything's political. All these assassinations and potential assassinations, they're all political. I don't buy that. Because if the guy is not at all listening to any of that, you cannot say he's motivated by it. Picking someone out of the crowd, and because he also had a brush with her a few years ago, and she's in the news in his area with the campaign photos and signs up all over the place. That's what it was. I mean, she was clearly the target. Why he ended up spraying everybody else and killing all those other people, that was just part of it, I guess. He wasn't right. Mentally unbalanced is the right word. I don't think you should get a pass for it, because that doesn't do anything for the victims. And too often, and this is the part of the problem, too often we don't, I think, recognize the victims enough. We don't recognize that, oh, yeah, well, listen, how many people are affected by what happened in that supermarket? Obviously a lot. Not a handful, not a couple hundred, thousands. More than thousands. A lot of people affected by what happened there. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things in Odds and Ends, including this. Do you care about Hollywood? Do you care about award shows? Probably not. I will say this, though. Because I'm a huge fan of this guy's work of comedy, Ricky Gervais, do you know who he is? This guy is, I think, is hilarious. His stand-up is unbelievable. And why he would ever do, or why the Golden Globes would ever have him host it, because that's the suck-up night. That's, you know, the celebrities are used to people that throw them softballs. They don't want to be criticized, hacked up, or attacked. And I have to say, it was pretty funny, though. He hosted it, and he really ripped on a lot of things. He talked about, in the opener, he talked about Charlie Sheen and prostitutes and why not invite your wife and introduce her to the prostitute and all this stuff. And he attacked the, he made like a scathing remark about the tourists. And, of course, Angelina Jolie's in the crowd and Johnny Depp's in the crowd. You have like this intimate, almost nightclub-like setting as they're eating food and they're drinking. They're at tables. That's what's so unique about the whole Golden Globes thing. And I thought he was great, but I think a lot of people were really taken, because the Hollywood people aren't used to that. They were really taken aback by him. They can take some jabbing, but pure ripping, they're not used to that. So Facebook was the big winner. How many people, raise your hand, saw The Social Network? How many people went to see The Social Network? They got a lot of Golden Globes, 4 of them, in fact. Best drama, director, all that stuff. And, I mean, they walked away with the best movie drama. That was the big one, for sure. Colin Firth, I haven't seen this one, but it's called The King's Speech. He's Queen Elizabeth's dad, basically. And he had a problem with stuttering, so he had a psychologist or somebody help him on that, and that's basically the gist of that movie. Natalie Portman won Best Dramatic Actress. She was in Black Swan, where she's a ballerina who becomes she's a psycho killer or psycho nut job or what she is in it. But basically, that's it. She loses a grip on reality. So she won for that. Annette Bening won for her role in a movie called The Kids Are All Right. And it was kind of interesting to see some of the other categories, I think, too, as what, like Paul Giamatti won for Best Actor in this thing called Barney's Version, which I've only seen the little snippets of it, but it looks like it could be pretty big. And The Fighter got a couple of prizes. Christian Bale won, and he was supposed to be terrific in it. And Melissa Leo won, and she played the mother in the movie, and she was supposed to be pretty good in this too. So the fighter took home some big prizes as well. You are a fan of the movies and occasionally go, but you're like me, you're busy, so you just kind of pick your moments, Matt. But you saw The Fighter, and you said it was really good, but you told me Amy Adams was just terrific in that, right?
Yeah, I thought Christian Bale and Amy Adams did a really good job, so I liked the two of those. But The Bomb was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Really, like, they just had a really good surrounding cast, supportive cast around Mark Wahlberg, I thought.
Oh, absolutely. And you saw The Social Network, too, and the Facebook movie, and that won a bunch of awards, including, do people remember Nine Inch Nails? Remember Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross? They won for a musical score. Trent Reznor is the Nine Inch Nails guy. Boy, he looks nothing like those Nine Inch Nail days. At first, I had to think about it. I thought, it's got to be the same guy. Right? It's got to be the same guy. I'm positive it's the same guy. So there were a couple of other things that were handed out, too. But I think the buzz after the Golden Globes is going to be about Ricky G and some of the things that he said. And I say bravo to him. He said, look, they knew what they were getting with me. And he didn't. That's what he did. He did what, he did what he does. He was himself, basically. And just so you know, what is the Golden Globes? It's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. They're the ones who put this whole thing together. But there was a lawsuit that was filed by a publicist for the Globe saying that that runs the show, saying that the Hollywood Foreign Press actually engages in payola schemes for nominations and awards. And of course, they're denying it. They've got about 90 reporters that cover show business around the world for outlets, overseas, which a lot of people are listening to us in other parts of the world, so you know about the foreign press, certainly. And like I mentioned, Gervais, to me, was the best. And he did make a joke about that. He did say something about accepting bribes, so he made a reference to the fact that that lawsuit, he didn't explain it, but he made a reference to the lawsuit. He set the tone. He said it's going to be a heavy night of partying and heavy drinking. All right, hang with us. We can count coming up on the flip side.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective, all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
So we start Weekend Counts off with a 17-year-old. She's an aspiring politician from Nebraska. You know what she is also? Miss America. She won the crown on Saturday, beating out 52 other young women from across the states. She gets a $50,000 scholarship, and then, of course, she's on a year-long run with the crown, acting as Miss America. And, you know, it's interesting where they held it. They had it at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. But this is the first ever win at the pageant for Nebraska. Wow, how about that? So she's the youngest Miss America since the pageant started age limits back in 1938. And she says, her name, by the way, is Teresa Scanlon, that age didn't matter. She thought she might have been an underdog because of her age, but she wasn't, because you had girls there that were from 17 to 24. That's a big age gap. Illegal to legally drinking to a little bit more of a woman, but the runner-up was Miss Arkansas, and after that, just to give you an idea, was Miss Hawaii. She graduated early from high school, and she wants to study American politics at Patrick Henry College in Virginia when she's done with her reign as Miss America. And then she says she wants to go to law school. So she's got a plan. She's a girl with a plan. Very pretty young woman. I wonder how many people watch those pageants anymore. I mean, that used to be a really big deal. now people either scoff at it or could care less, or I don't know, maybe I'm being cynical. Maybe the ratings for it are better than you could think. They're certainly not better than any of the football games over the weekend, even if they were lousy. So, but I think that some of the luster has worn off the pageant thing. Although I don't blame anybody for going out for the pageant, because think of that scholarship money. $50,000, and this is a girl who wants to go to law school. You know how much that costs? I read a story over the weekend about this kid. This will fit into We Can Count, who goes to the University of Colorado, and he's from California, and luckily they haven't pushed up the out-of-state tuition, but that doesn't mean it's cheap. So in going to the University of Colorado for his semester, he decided he was going to have a little protest, and what he did was when he went to the bursar's office to pay for that tuition, which was just a little bit over $14,000, he had a 33-ton duffel bag, and it was loaded with bills, dollar bills, and then the few little cents that he had to pay. So they had to take three people to count all his bills. That's how he paid his tuition, as kind of a, I'll teach you, you're going to charge me $14,000. That's ridiculous. You know how much money that is? Here it is, all in the duffel bag. Oh, I'd hate it if I was in that office and I had to count that money. They need a little counter, you know, like the mafia guys have the counters, or they have at the casinos, well, same thing, where they count the money in the back. It goes, brrr. You've seen it in the movies. They really have it, though. It brrr, counts up all the money to make sure it's accurate. I thought it was pretty funny on his part, though, to do that. He had to go to a couple of banks to get all the dollars together, but he made his point. He made his point, and he got a little bit of publicity for it, too, so good for him. Can you imagine being nabbed after being on the lam for 30 years? That's a bummer, isn't it? You think you got away with it, and then lo and behold, somewhere, somehow, somebody recognizes you. Well, that's exactly what happened to this guy, who his name's Jackson McDonald, 71 years old. They arrested him near Florida. He was on the run for 30 years. He faked a heart attack to get out of prison, and there was a handwritten document that was buried in a file, I guess, and was open. It was part of a cold case investigation. So ultimately, they put the pieces together, and the U.S. Marshals Service said that they were able to pull this all together, and they arrested him in Homosassa, Florida. And he went by the nickname Big Mac. So he has this heart attack. He was in a federal prison in South Miami-Dade in 1980, and then he escaped from the hospital. I don't get these prison escapes. How do you escape from prison? What he was in prison for is he was actually awaiting at the time extradition on a Canadian warrant because he's got charges for allegedly smuggling 500 pounds of marijuana. Huh. How about that? Well, now he's caught. So I hope he enjoyed his 30 years on the lam, because whatever happens next, he'll be locked up for the rest of those years. I'm certain of it. This was a big surprise in Port-au-Prince, former dictator Baby Doc Duvalier made his return to Haiti in the midst of what's going on there. And how many years, like I said, has it been? 25 years he's been in exile in France. You know how old he is now? He's 59. So a reporter just happened to recognize him. He had a blue suit and a tie, and it just adds to what's going on in the earthquake ravaged Haiti. It's still a mess down there, and they're still looking to find a successor to the president. It's just complete disarray is the best way to, I wouldn't say complete chaos, just disarray. So you have people that are still in these tent cities, lots, thousands of them. You've got disease, all kinds of problems on the rebuilding front, all that sort of stuff. Remember, he was booted in the 80s. And he has not been back since then. So I wonder how he'll be embraced. People were applauding him. Got a police-escorted motorcade, and, you know, his family ruled, I guess, a combined 28 years. Uh-huh. And baby Doc coming back to the country. This is where he was born. Wonder if he's got any political leverage. Because didn't his government kill a lot of people? I think his government did kill a lot of people. So I'm very surprised by, I guess I'm very surprised by that reaction. Because of how cutthroat he was when he was there and how he was booted out. It was so dramatic, if you remember. It's easy to Google some of that old footage. It's crazy. And, of course, there was, I can't remember the name of the movie, there was a movie done about it, and the movie pretty much laid it all out for you. He was a thug and then some, to be sure. All right, here's another. We're going to leap to something else. I don't know if this helps you or not. If you have a little bit of rhythm or you're good with an axe, remember Clinton was pretty good on the saxophone. The former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, who's gets some FaceTime on Fox, has talked about running for office in 2012, was actually out at an awards show, or he was also at the Winter NAMM, that's what they call it, and he was jamming. Someone sent me some pictures of it. He was jamming with Def Leppard's Phil Collins, and I guess he was pretty good. I've seen him with a guitar before. And, of course, NAMM, by the way, is the National, to be clear, is the National Association of Music Merchants. It's a show. It's the largest, I'd love to go to this, it's the largest music trade show in the world. And they hold it, or this time, I don't know if it's every single time, but they held it at the Anaheim Convention Center. And it just wrapped up, and he was there. He was there jamming with Def Leppard's Phil. How about that? And then a couple other people, I guess, it was kind of an impromptu session. And I guess about 300 or 400 people gathered around to listen to him. There's your number part. But probably doesn't hurt Huckabee too much to be seen doing that. Like I said, there have been a couple of instances where presidents have been musically inclined, and it hasn't hurt them when they've decided to run for office. So I wouldn't be surprised if he decides to do that again. Can't remember the first time if he did that very much or not. If he went on stage in a couple of different places and decided to pull out the guitar. But I have a feeling if he's trying to connect that this is like one of, obviously he was there for a reason, and that's one of the things that he's probably trying to do. All right, one last one for you. It's kind of a sad story. You know, on the wedding day, the one thing that everybody freaks out about, for those of you who haven't been married, it's all about the ring, baby. You got to have the ring. Well, this is out of Boise. There's this couple, soon to be married couple. They were burglarized in broad daylight, and of all things, they were missing probably about 45 things that the thieves took. But right when they were on their way out, they saw wedding rings. The wedding rings, I guess, were out on a table somewhere, so they snatched them up. And this poor couple, they don't have the money. Okay, so the TV's gone, the laptop's gone, the cameras are gone, all of that. But they use every cent they had to pay for these wedding rings, and they do not have their wedding rings. Why? Because that was one of the things that was stolen in the burglary. So they're appealing. They did like a little video, and they're appealing to the burglars. The main thing they want is, hey, we don't care. We just want someone to return the rings. Please, we're paying for that. Just return them. We won't worry about all the other stuff. Just go out there, and it was like a plea on a local TV station. All right, that's Week in Count. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What happened? Did anybody nail the score? And, of course, the game of the week was the final game of the weekend, and it was the Jets and the Patriots, and nobody nailed the score. Nobody nailed the score. The final score was the Jets 28-21. And although there were people certainly that picked the Jets, Nobody got the exact number, and that's why we call it nail the score. Rick in Illinois thought the Jets would win, check it out, 28-24. So Rick came pretty close. Brian in Quincy, Illinois said the Jets would win at 31-28. And, you know, you see what the final score is. Blake in Kentucky liked the Jets 24-23. And no, and there were other people that picked the Jets too as well, but nobody got it dead on. My guess was the Patriots would win it 35-24. Boy, it was not the Patriots' day at all. I cannot tell you though how psyched I am that the Jets won. I was definitely not pulling for the Patriots. No offense to Tom Brady or Bill Belichick, but I really didn't care to see the New England Patriots get another leg up and get closer to the Super Bowl. So now it's a question of who goes, because you got the Bears and the Jets and the Packers and the Steelers. And a lot of people in Chicagoland are loving the Bears-Packers matchup. I mean, that harkens back to the old days. And then you got the Jets and the Steelers as the AFC matchup. I hope the Jets get into the Super Bowl. That would be, I think, exciting for them. And let's hope we have an exciting Super Bowl. I just did a story on the Super Bowl, and the amount of food is the second, did you know this? It is the second biggest food day in the United States next to Thanksgiving. Because all the Super Bowl parties, so you have a gazillion chips and guacamole and, you know, all the bad stuff, the melted cheese and everything else that you can possibly imagine. But the Super Bowl and the amount of people, I mean, worldwide, the amount of people that watch, but particularly in the United States, even people, this is how big that game has gotten. When Lamar Hunt wanted the world championship game and wanted the AFL to play the NFL, I don't think he could have ever dreamed it, just how big this would be 45 years later. It's so big that commercials cost, depending, a 30-second commercial can run you $3 million. Wow. $3 million for a 30-second commercial. And the amounts for merchandise and naming this and, you know, to be the official this of the Super Bowl or whatever, the official limousine, the official restaurant, the official, it's for whatever the people pay, they just reap it in. And the area that holds the Super Bowl always makes a lot of money. And the tickets to go to the Super Bowl, the face value is pretty expensive. And then, of course, it's marked up. And it depends on whatever team gets there. The faithful of that team try to be able to get to the city and get a ticket. I always tell this to people when they ask about tickets. It's a tough ticket to get. It's not the toughest ticket in sports. The toughest is the Masters because it's limited and they're picky about who gets it and you can't exactly scalp it. You can scalp them, but you have to be very careful about it. And it's limited though. It makes it pretty tough to get that. But with the Super Bowl, there's no freebies. And the people that have the best access to the Super Bowl are always the corporations. Because the corporations pre-spend that money. You know, they'll send their top salespeople or they'll have a trip of the best advertiser or whatever it is that they do. So they'll pony up the money, however thousands and thousands of dollars that it costs them to go to have this trip, and that's what it ends up becoming. And the Super Bowl is a very cool thing to go to if you can go to it and be part of the event earlier in the week, I think. The NFL experience, and they have a taste of the NFL, and they have all kinds of parties. It's like a excuse for really pretty much Wednesday all the way through Sunday, even earlier in the week, but Wednesday is when it really kicks in. That part's pretty fun. But the amount of money that somebody who's a rabid fan, what they will pay to go and see one of those teams, like I just mentioned, the four teams that are left, I don't know how they scrape that gun of money. They got to have some big piggy bank because it is a corporate game. It is really a game that's afforded to the corporations and the people that have a lot of do-re-mi because they're the ones who can afford to pony up the kind of money that we're talking about to be able to go to the Super Bowl. And Jets fans, I'm sure, couldn't be more thrilled to have seen this revenge exacted on New England after how they were just humiliated the last time around. So to me, that was besides being our nail-to-score game, that was the the big game on the weekend, 28-21 again, I'll say it. The Jets won at Seattle. That underdog, cool team, they couldn't get anything done against Chicago. The score doesn't really reflect what happened. Baltimore and Pittsburgh were the closest, but Pittsburgh always has Baltimore's number, and Green Bay had their way easily with Atlanta. All right, over the weekend, heading into the weekend, there was a big story about this because I said this. I've watched now Chris Matthews snippets of his show probably three or four times last week, and every time I tuned in Chris Matthews, he was really hammering it home about the blame thing and about the rhetoric and we're a gun culture and why we have all these gun references and all that kind of stuff. But he specifically went after a couple of shows and said, you know, Mark Levin's show was one he mentioned. He mentioned, I think, Rush Limbaugh and talked about a lot about Sarah Palin. Well, Mark Levin had his own twist on this as to, hey, you better watch out, Buster, if you're going to keep calling this out. Give us the proof if you think we're saying go shoot people. Here's specifically what he said on his radio show.
I'm waiting for an allegation that is very specific against me because I'm going to sue. I'm going to drag your ass into federal court. Oh, you'll have due process. It'll all be nice and legal. Somebody has to stand up to this. Somebody has to draw the line. Chris Matthews, Ed Schultz, Keith Overman, Rachel Maddow, Joe Scarborough. Test me.
Wow, I love that. Calling him out. Hey, go ahead. Bring it on. And Mark Levin's backing up what he says. He can lawyer up easily, certainly, and has the money to do that. I don't think that they're going to be able to comb through and find anything. And that's the problem with this whole Jared Lee Loeffner thing and trying to find the direct link. There is no direct link. There isn't. Michael Savage was another one that was mentioned. And what Chris Matthews said, one of the things he said is every time you listen to them, they are furious at the left with anger that just builds and builds in their voice. And by the time they go to commercial, they're in some rage every night with some ugly sounding talk, and it never changes. And what Levin also said besides the suing comment is, I challenged Chris Matthews. He said, I'll put $100,000 on the table to find any example where Sarah Palin promoted the murder of anybody. And he said, calling for the killing of terrorists didn't count. Touche. Let's see if there's any shot across the bow from Chris Matthews or anyone else on MSNBC. I think it's just going to ratchet up, my friends.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Look what you did, you little jerk!